This is an ENN special report. Now reporting.
Peter, you have done a phenomenal job.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Now let me throw a couple at you. What's your name?
Don.
Don.
Bang, bang!
Don, you understand what I'm saying?
No, I'm out.
Now, from the ESPN New York News Desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
Huh? Hello? What?
What's up, homies?
Hi, guys.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to ENN on a Friday evening. It's fueled by Sloman's. We'll start off by saying good evening to Michael.
I'm the furthest thing from a Pomeranian.
It's 2 days in a row. It's lazy and it's disrespectful.
8-0. How does that feel?
Feels great, baby.
Happy Halloween right back at you. Thanks so much.
Definitely. No problem.
You love him. And good evening to Don.
Jalen, hockey.
Hockey.
Marco, hockey.
Hockey.
Look, he's brainwashing.
Oh, he's so. That's so great. Well, I want to hear it one more time.
Jalen, hockey.
Hockey.
Marco, hockey.
Hockey.
I'll tell you right now, Jalen's going to be the bigger hockey one. She was more into it.
You can say Marco has no interest.
By the way, we just need to drop permanently for when we talk about hockey of Jalen's hockey. Because that her specific hockey, that's it.
I also got to send something to Yes because I told you it's a Jackass movie every day with Marco.
What, falling down or?
Well, we got a little plastic slide in the living room. Now it's not good enough to slide. He's got to slide backwards. I got to show you the video.
All the time?
Yeah.
It's amazing about Don.
I'm worried about him.
So he got a little plastic slide that he built, right? The kids were born. I got them two custom-made rocking chairs. Mm-hmm. He has not found the time to build them.
How do you know?
Because you've told me you haven't. Has not found the time to build them.
Well, they're not.
But a little plastic slide he could put together.
Well, that takes 5 minutes, the slide. The rocking chair is a real thing.
No, it doesn't take a lot of time. He just has no interest. Give me the chairs back.
No, I have a lot of interest, and it'll happen as soon as we can find room for the chairs.
When it happens, they will not be able to fit in the chairs.
No, they will be able to fit in the chairs, and we need it to fit in the house.
Ingrate.
I still haven't gotten Andrew gift for the second child.
I got it the day after he came in.
I know. You're very polite.
I'm sending the text over to the so Yes can see that he's Johnny Knoxville, my son, Marco.
Marco Knoxville?
Let's go.
Okay. Let's take a look back earlier today on the Midday Show and hear R.J. Bell on the show. Don, you ready? Are you paying attention here?
I'm paying very much attention.
Let's hear. Okay. Very much attention.
I think two segments with Michael Kay might be better.
Wow. And they don't even like you on that show.
Oh, you know, I swung him yesterday. Did you hear it?
No, was it uncomfortable?
No. It was so great. My segment, I mean, at least that's what they said. I don't know. They said, you know something, I don't know their names, but the other people said, yeah, finally I'm on RJ's side. He won me over. The guy that's supposed to be a hockey guy, what's his name?
Don LaGreca.
Yeah, that guy. I don't know him. How am
but
I supposed to know him?
You're very disrespectful to Don. No, Don's a great guy.
He might be a great guy, but do you know every great guy in all five boroughs?
No, but I know everybody that works at the station.
I don't work at the station.
If I did a weekly hit with the show, I might know who I was talking to.
You know how many weekly hits I do?
How many?
Oh, actually, about 15.
Well, you know how many questions I'm going to ask him the rest of the season? Rhymes with the Euro. I'm done with it.
I got to tell you what.
I'm done with it!
Peter just pounding on the... Well, I got to tell you something.
Unbelievable!
You know, it's really disrespectful.
Can I tell you? He's lost me.
I went out of my way, and this was genuine. No. Listen, I don't like guests. I don't like any of them, to be honest with you. All right? But I tolerate it. We make it work.
I'm in shock.
Don gets mad when Andrew puts his mom on. He just right. That's how much he hates guests.
Yeah, I get mad when I put my mom on.
I am in such a state
here's
of
the
shock.
Thing. No, but well, here's the point. Is that I was genuine when I said he had won me over because it was a great spot. He seemed cool with me. But this is the game he wants to play, baby. You know what? Michael, you asked your two questions. We get off. I'm not asking him another question again.
Promise.
Guaranteed. I've windhorsed him. He's done.
Now, I'd like to go to Andrew and RJ here. You guys know I've been anti-RJ Bell since last season. Not a fan. Now, this clip, what did it make you feel when you heard it? I'll start with you, Andrew. What did this clip from RJ Bell make you feel?
I cannot and will not defend that clip.
Indefensible.
Indefensible.
In every way. He kept doubling down.
He'll continue to be on the show, but if Don or you harbor any ill will towards him, I completely understand.
It was like a double down, a quadruple down, an octuple down. Just one after.
I'm leaving the room.
You bring up very salient points.
RJ, your thoughts on the man who's stolen your name, RJ Bell?
Yeah, I think there's too many RJs around as it is.
Oh, you can easily lost go. RJ well, completely.
What I will say is I think he believes he's playing a character, but right. He doesn't know that Don is not. It's not a game.
And he also doesn't know he's dealing with two very sensitive people.
Well, two very sensitive and very successful in the number one market. We're no Las Vegas yo-yos. This is the number one market in the world.
So you're calling Brent Musburger a Las Vegas yo-yo?
Las Vegas yo-yo, Jays.
Besides, what are we subscribing to weeklies for? He's all over the country. Then go play your game around the country.
I wish everyone, I will not open up the door completely so I get in trouble, but I wish you, everyone listening understood that when he had that line at the end of, you know how many of these I do. If you knew the arguments that I've had in opposition to RJ Bell that were directly as a result of that, and then he says it. Oh, Don, he's dead. We're going dead silence next week. It's going to be the Michael Kay interview with RJ Bell with what's your name? With what's his face and what's his name sitting here silently.
I'm going to leave the room.
Don's walking
I'm gonna
out.
I'm going to get my steps.
Who was the last person you walked out on?
He walked out on the show many times. He read books. No. Yeah.
Well, no.
Well, I was completely in the right. Don't paint me the book era as being my fault.
If it got you into reading books, then I'm happy.
I'm so taken aback by what just happened.
It was the Theo Fleury book. I remember it.
The Theo Fleury book. Oh, I love it.
Please go on.
I'm going to move on.
Enough of your internecine battles.
I know.
I'm incarcerated, Bob. I'll fight RJ Bell if he disrespects my guys ever again. Bail money is no issue.
Oh.
And that man's been incarcerated. It's a fact. It's in his name.
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy G.
Gorgeous getting Jimmy to you.
Yeah, he had quite the game last night. 28 of 37, 317, four
He's
touchdowns,
so good.
Passer rating of 136.9. I got to go back to our RJ, the real RJ. It's 8-0, man. This is the real deal.
That was the best game he's ever played last night.
Now, let me give you some RJ, Jimmy G stats, can I?
You sure. Have RJ stats? I want
when, those when they acquired him, October 31st of 2017, they were 0-8. 2 years later, they're 8-0. His record as a starter for the 49ers is a Zoftig 14-2.
It's unreal.
And he's handsome.
Very handsome. Let's hear Jimmy on the haters. I guess there are haters. I don't know who could.
Who? It doesn't bother me. You know, most of the people saying this stuff are just, you know, people. So it's their opinion. I don't know. You can't think too much about that stuff. But, you know, it's not going to change who I am as a quarterback, whatever. It's is what it is kind of thing.
And
he's right, baby.
Here's George Kittle on Jimmy G.
Yeah, he's pretty good. I don't know why people don't think he is. He makes some pretty gutsy throws out there, doesn't he? Goodness gracious. I can't say enough about just how he brings us along, you know, just whether it's on the sideline or in the huddle and, you know, the leadership that he has. But, you know, the fire that he, you know, has too, just kind of gets the people going.
George Kittle seems like a baseball player from the 1930s, name?
He does. And he's a big wrestling fan.
Really?
Yeah, big wrestling.
But, honestly, is that a thing?
What
are people bashing him?
Well, he was getting some criticism over the last couple of weeks as a passenger on this team that the only reason they win is because of the defense. That gave up an 88-yard touchdown that killed the two of us.
Yeah, that's why it's not our fault, Michael. We do have the video of Marco Knoxville.
Oh, I'd like to see. Please, this is, yes, I'll have to do commentary for the audience at home of Don's son Marco going backwards.
I don't know why.
I like that he went backwards, but I also like that I was expecting him for some reason, even though I know he's a baby, for it to be like really far. The whole slide is 2 feet.
Yeah, it's not a lot, but that's not why. If it was 30 feet,
he'd still do it.
Well, he pushes his sister out of the way, and we're going to do it again.
So, and this has this been a pattern, though, of him just trying to do things the more difficult, dangerous way?
Yeah.
Does it concern you?
Sure.
Oh, my God. That time he tried to get more speed, though. You could tell. By the way, was that shot on a – was that film?
No. I had to text it. Same
camera he shoots his bedroom videos.
Oh, my God.
No, I had to text it to Greek, and it had to be low definition for it to go over, and we could only get one bar in the studio. You're lucky you got
it. That's true. Here's Jimmy G after the game last night.
8-0. How does that feel?
Feels great, baby.
Happy Halloween. Right back at you. Thanks so much.
Definitely. No problem.
Aaron Andrews is handling it the way any normal human being would, which is not even capable of containing the joy.
I watched it. I couldn't contain the joy.
He's an amazing
man. I was saying, why can't he say that to me?
I know.
Why doesn't he do anything for me? Is that a problem for
me? He doesn't do anything for you?
As a bat, as a football player.
Don't you wish you looked like that?
Never.
He's much better looking than you.
But I don't analyze in that. I mean, he's a good-looking guy, but I don't care about that.
Well, it's not like I care about it.
But
it's just
all
a handsome
you
guy.
Talk about it. You're all consumed. Every time he comes up in conversation,
won Peter over.
You talk about how good-looking he is.
Peter was never consumed, and now he is.
I am. You won me over.
And a yo-yo golfer.
What?
Who's the golfer that you think is a...
Oh, gorgeous Brooks. Beautiful Brooks.
Beautiful Brooksy.
Yeah.
So who do you like better?
Garoppolo.
Yeah, he's not even close.
Not even close.
If they were to find each other in a hug, would that stimulate you?
No. What's wrong with you?
I don't know. What's wrong with you?
Just because he's obsessed with talking about a man's looks.
Smoke show.
I'm sorry I took that lead.
But you took a huge lead.
My point is, I look at a guy's looks and go, boy, I wish I looked like that.
Is that what
I don't want to date him.
You wouldn't consider it?
No.
Well, then,
not that there's anything wrong with it, but I wish I looked like that.
I got to tell you, your sweater looks tremendously comfortable.
A lot of people have said that. It's a good-looking sweater.
It's good-looking. It looks comfortable.
It is.
Although, I'll tell you, you don't wear a collar very often. That's collar and JS at best.
I'm glancing at Twitter, guys, and apparently Peter and I are not the only ones walking out of the RJ Bell segment.
What do you mean?
Our audience will.
Oh.
See, now, is that smart, Tom?
No, it's not.
Well, no, they have to do the opposite. The more they hate RJ, the more they have to listen.
Right.
They got to support
us. Because I'll be here with him.
Because you got to follow what's going on here. You know what I'm saying?
Because Don could bust back into the room and start screaming at the top of his lungs.
Well, because this is obviously a thing, so you got to follow it.
It was really...
It was rude. But I think that RJ's right. RJ Santillo... He's playing an act, but he doesn't realize two sensitive little daisies.
You ever looked at RJ's Twitter page? RJ Bell, not RJ. His main picture, it looks like they took a snapshot off of Dateline.
Please move on.
It's not a good picture. But you'd think he could click on my name once and just see who I am. Be like, oh, this is someone might be worth paying attention to. Maybe he could be beneficial.
He's done his research and he thinks that I'm the most important one.
Well, no. And he's right. He's right. You're the breadwinner. You're the one to suck up to. You're the teat. I get it. I understand it. He's right. But I'm saying I do morning drive on Hot 97. I do afternoon. I'm not nobody. I'm worth having an idea what our name is.
That picture you think would be the last thing that he sees before Chris Hansen walks in. That's
no,
what
no.
He,
yeah,
I think he's a great guy. Very good at what he does.
Misunderstood, you're saying.
You just turned that far. Michael just turned so far. Sorry, take it back.
No. I still think that what he said was terrible, but I think he's wonderful at what he does. He's a great guest. He's had a rough couple of weeks with picks, but...
I just think the attacks, he doesn't need to keep doubling down on the attacks. That's all.
But please continue to listen to just follow where this is going to go, because this is not over.
Well, this
by
could end
a long
in violence.
Shot.
We have to see where this plays out. Le'Veon Bell vented his frustrations.
Wow, look at it. Did you see incarcerated Bob?
Right, what did he say now?
You can't have him back on the show. This is BS. Michael, I'll do his spot for free.
Well, by the way,
He does too.
I actually suggested that. I'm a big incarcerated guy. You know that. I think, can I tell you the truth? I'm going to lift up the curtain completely. I think if Incarcerated Bob was to ever have a regular segment on the show, we'd have to get more information on the incarceration.
I don't care.
You don't care.
He's done his time.
You don't care. But this is Disney.
He's done his time.
But that's not how entertainment
works.
It's not me. You think I care? I like Bob. He's got my phone number. He's my buddy.
As long as it's like robbery or as long as it's not something,
Okay, but that's important information. You have to be able to tell someone, don't worry about it.
Not my Bob.
You're not worried about
no.
it?
No. My Bob just did a simple, I think, rolled somebody. I think that's
I believe it would have to do in the gambling world, I would imagine.
I'm hoping.
I think that's what he's
interested
in.
Nothing that would really disturb.
Define him. You don't think it's a defining moment in his life?
No.
No, I don't think so either.
No.
And by the way, I love tons of people in jail. My biggest listeners on Sunday nights, jailbirds. Love them all.
Do they have meters?
I've tried. I've sent some back to them. Le'Veon Bell vented his frustrations about his role to Adam Gase. He texted Gase after Sunday's game, and they had a conversation about his lack of involvement. Bell said on Thursday that he and Gase are fine and that he expects to have more touches Sunday against the Dolphins. So that's interesting. That means he was actively sitting there on the sidelines on Sunday thinking, why the hell am I not getting the ball, which is basically what every Jets fan was thinking.
And we asked Gase that, and he kind of admitted he screwed up.
Yeah, he kind of seemed to... to own that it was just a mistake. Seahawks have claimed Josh Gordon off waivers. Another good option to go along with Tyler Lockett. That's I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what. When push comes to shove, next year, I mean, because he won't be around until next year, right? Gordon's out the whole season, right? Andrew? That injury was the rest of the year, right? When he got rolled up. I'm pretty sure he's out.
They placed him on IR.
I thought it was IR, right?
Yeah. I'll check.
He got released off IR.
I think he could play. He got released off
IR. Oh, so they put him on IR, meaning we're not going to use him again this
right.
year.
No, he could play.
But it still has to be a while. It looked bad. The roll-up on the back of his heel looked really terrible. I assume the foot was broken, but either way, whenever they do get him back, we'll find out for you shortly. Don's digging in deep, I can tell.
Yeah, it says because back on – yeah, yesterday, Josh Gordon released off of IR today.
Gordon says he feels healthy enough to play.
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah.
So how could he, according to him.
But bang, bang.
Bang, bang. How could he have been
bang, bang!
You could be on IR for basically 2-3 weeks and be okay? Strange. Dwayne Haskins will be making his first start this Sunday against the Buffalo Bills. Bill Callahan announced that Haskins, the 15th overall pick, will start. Colt McCoy is the backup. Case Keenum is in concussion protocol, and Trent Williams is just lucky to be alive. That is the breakdown of the Redskins' health situation.
Love the Bills. Should have taken them. Wish I had another pick. Wish I didn't pick last night.
I mean, the Bills have a pretty stout defense for a rookie
stout.
Quarterback.
Love the word stout.
Although I will say this, it's the first time we'll see Dwayne Haskins after a week of starter reps. So I'm curious. I'm curious to see what he's like.
You're curious? What is that?
I like the word.
Put a T at the end of the S for no reason.
I think there's something we can do with
but,
that.
Yeah.
I like it. I like
edited
the word.
It out of the show. Curious. Professional broadcaster, morning show and afternoon show. He can't say the word curious. Sad. Maybe RJ's right.
So, Michael, you mentioned the story to me yesterday about Rutgers.
He's ignoring me now.
Well, what are you going to do?
I was hoping when I said it that no one would notice. And naturally,
how is that possible?
It was that strong that I said curious?
Yes.
Yes.
Well, I think the word
is being
better.
Repurposed as we speak.
Well, you were hoping. So every time I make a mistake and you replay it back 1,000 times, you think I'm hoping that it doesn't get noticed? Noticed?
Noticed. Why does it say I only have 6.5 minutes?
Because they got to go to
Nets
3.
Yes, the Nets and the Rockets today. We're going to the game, remember?
Oh, okay. It's just a yes then.
Yeah.
You are going to the game?
Yeah.
God, no, you're
you
not.
Guys are going to the
game. He's lying. He's not going. He's just lied for no reason. Just made it up.
Because it was just like a Friday thing? Like it's Friday date night?
No, we're not going to the game.
Well, we planned it because we know you're going to Nashville after the game, so we wouldn't have to ask you.
We do have to pick a game soon, though.
No, you want those front row seats from Yes.
I'm getting the front row seats from Yes. I need them.
Because you did something on, you know.
Yeah, I'm a big part of the promo team for the Nets this year.
Yeah.
They say ticket sales are up because of various reasons, but I'm one of them.
What was your line again?
I'm with Brooklyn. Do you hear that delivery, everyone? So, Michael, you mentioned this Rutgers story to me. The athletic director was asked about accusations of abuse by the Scarlet Knights softball coach and her husband. And his response to the questions of allegations were, "You guys are bleeping bleep. Why should I help you people?" That is the answer that NJ.com got from the Rutgers athletic director from reporters who were seeking information about alleged abuse within the program.
How many things could go wrong in Rutgers athletics before
they
have to look into it and go, you know, well, what are we doing? This is a state university. Also, people of power now, whenever the media does something that they don't like or is about to uncover something they don't like, they denigrate the media and they curse at the media. That's not what this country's built on. A free press is important. As an educator, he's part of an educational institution.
All right.
That is not how you should talk to the media.
No,
I'm
no,
sorry.
But I also think that you can support your employee without having to go that far.
Yeah, I don't think it's true.
He's probably coming from a place of, I know these people, there's no way this is true. And he's over the top with the media to show his support. But then what do you do if it turns out to be true?
I disagree.
Then what happened?
I believe he thinks it's true, and he doesn't want some low-life newspaper guy, in his opinion, to uncover this and hurt his school.
So you think those comments are going to make them run and hide or go investigate it harder?
Well, he's obviously not the sharpest knife in the
I would only, not that I would support anything that he said, but I would kind of maybe understand it better if he was at least coming from a place of, I'm trying to throw support to people that I know. But you never know. Michael, I'm sure there were a lot of people that knew Sandusky that didn't realize the things that were going on. You just can't blindly throw support. You can show the support, but also give the media, all right, listen, go investigate what you want. You're not going to find anything, but go ahead.
Or just say, I don't have a comment on that.
Right.
Instead, you're cursing at the media, think it's going to get out?
I think it's important for you to maybe, if you think that they're supportable, to show support and say, that doesn't make any sense to me. I can't imagine that he would do something like that, that his wife would do something like that. But hey, do your investigation and we'll find out. But I think you're going to come up empty. That would be fine. But to go over the top with it, how are you going to look if it turns out to be true?
Even if it turns out to be false, that's not the way you address the media.
I agree with you, but if at least it turns out to be false, he could say, well, that's how ridiculous
especially
it was.
Especially a really important media presence in New Jersey.
Well, it's very important.
I mean, what's the
and they
the
have a good relationship with their local media.
They just keep pouring money into Rutgers Athletics. When's it going to pay off? The basketball team?
I went to that meeting. They had a meeting with the media. I went to the meeting because it was close to where I live. And they've been very supportive of our program, of our show, and we don't talk about them a lot because they don't win, but I think that if they did win, we'd want to be supportive. I went. So they have a relationship with the media, including NJ.com, as you said, is probably the single most important media member that they have, but you still can't do that.
What's his name again, the AD? Let's give him proper credit for those filthy words.
It is Patrick Hobbs.
Good job, Pat.
Nice moment on Halloween. Freddie Freeman, the Atlanta Braves vet, was taking his kid trick-or-treating when he noticed a little kid dressed up wearing a Braves jersey.
Are you mean?
Yeah, going here.
Are you mean for Halloween?
Yeah.
That's my last name. That's my baseball number. You want to take a picture?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Little kids are great.
Very nice.
I love when kids, no offense, are so stupid. They don't understand how big the moment is.
Call the kid stupid. For what reason?
Well, you got to have a little appreciation for the moment here. Freddie Freeman just walked up to you on the street.
Video. He's about 8 years old.
Eight's old enough.
Come on. He's probably nervous. You don't expect that. Take that back.
Take it back.
What's the matter with you?
You don't respect old people and young people.
Right.
Who do you respect?
Wait, hold on. Isn't
you
that...
don't respect the fringes, do you?
I only respect the middle. I only respect the middle.
Well, that's how you are with politics, too, right?
That's me. Yeah. Very much so. Yeah. I'm glad you said that.
Yeah.
And by the way, I'm still working on the interview with President Trump tomorrow.
He's going to be right there.
I heard from a source that he will not be in a suite.
He's going to be in a stands.
That's what I've heard.
Can you imagine?
I've heard cage size.
How the Secret Service are pulling the hair out. You know how dangerous that is?
And can you imagine? I mean... you guys know I'm a UFC fan. I'm doing a special show tomorrow.
Sure.
A special 244 show from Fela down the street from the Garden with Ariel Helwani from 5 to 7. We're giving away tickets. It's all brought to you by Modelo. You cannot get tickets. I mean, no, you know what I did? I saw some tickets online. There's a few tickets available. You know what they start at? $400. That's starting.
Almost as much as a World Series.
So you might want to try to win these tickets. But I love the sport. It's very entertaining. It's a pretty violent, gruesome affair.
Are really... violent and gruesome.
But would you say the fan base of MMA is more lefty or righty? Are they more Glavin or Pedro?
That's a great question that you've asked. And first of all, I want to say farewell to our friends at the Yes Network. Coming up, the big Nets-Rockets game.
That's a big game.
Yeah, right here.
A lot of points tonight.
I believe Ian Eagle and Sarah Kustak will be on the call.
You have no idea what's Ian. It's a Friday.
Gives Michael Grady some love, too. He's great.
Michael Grady?
Yeah, he's on the
Eagle. He'll be Ruko tonight. You don't know.
I know it's Eagle. Enjoy.
See ya.
I think the MMA crowd is, let me put it this way, he will get a better reception than he got at the Nationals game.
Right.
However, this is important to remember.
It's New York.
It's New York. And boos play way louder than cheers. So if for you to have any hope that it doesn't sound just like a booing, you have to get like 60, 70% cheers. And that ain't happening. You even know,
you just
MMA.
Made me think, like, NBC should reboot the show Cheers and call it Booze, B-O-O-Z-E.
Wow.
Because you said booze are louder than cheers.
Right. That's deep what you just said.
Ted Danson's, you know, still kicking. He can do it.
He's in the show right now. It's doing very well.
Danson's
in
the show?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm more a Rhea Perlman guy.
Really? You think Woody Harrelson would go behind the bar again?
I love Steph. I love Woody Harrelson as Joe Biden so much. I think he's killing it. If anyone hasn't seen Woody Harrelson, Don, have you seen it yet?
No.
Woody Harrelson as Biden. Woody Harrelson is becoming the Alec Baldwin for Joe Biden. Like he's popping up on SNL like every week.
I gotta tell you one thing. I don't know if you feel the way I feel. I think the Baldwin thing is played.
It's
done.
Completely done.
It's been done.
It's been done for a year.
What range? Because he played Archie Bunker like a few months ago, and now he's playing Biden. Tremendous range.
All you had to do is put in really white false teeth.
The false teeth are tremendous. And
tremendous.
Maya Rudolph coming back as Kamala is pretty amazing. And then Larry David comes back as Bernie. It's literally like he is Bernie.
It is. It's amazing.
I think Bernie's Larry.
You think Bernie's more Larry than Larry is Bernie?
Mm-hmm.
Steph Curry has undergone hand surgery, and he is out, wait for it, 3 months.
Mm.
Good thing I have tickets to see the Warriors on Christmas Day.
You do?
That's right.
Warriors what?
Well, fortunately, it's Warriors-Rockets. So I'll still get to see Jim.
Where's that going to be?
That's going to be in San Francisco.
You're going to be in San Francisco for the holidays.
I'm going to the new building for the first couple of days of the holidays.
What day?
I'm going to be out there for Christmas.
Like, when are you going?
Are you coming?
No, because I'm thinking of having a big Christmas party on the 21st.
I'd be there.
Good.
I would be leaving the 23rd. And
you could stay over the house the 22nd.
By the way, could there be anything better, though, for a Jewish Christmas than a little Warriors Rockets and Chinese food in San Francisco? I imagine the best Chinese food city in the country. I've never, gone searching for great Chinese food.
Mm-hmm. The Chinese food, I had amazing Chinese food outside of the arena where the Capitals play. They just changed it from Verizon Center to Capital. It's the
Capital One
arena.
That's right.
And that's right because it's in Chinatown. Amazing. Pork fried rice make you die. That was what I ordered.
Pork fried rice will make you die. Eventually.
You eat it every day.
But you said to die for.
It was amazing.
So Steph's out for 3 months.
They might win under 20 games. I suspect they will.
Guys, when you want to get a big scoop in sports, you know who you go to.
You go to Sid Rosenberg?
Scoops Callahan. Scoops got a big interview with LeBron James.
Oh, no way. Let me ask you about tonight. How do you and your hardball cages from Lakeland plan to put the lid on Luka Doncic and his razzmatazz hop skiddly do on the money-making end of the court?
I don't know if we can stop the razzmatazz skiddly do, but we can just make it tough on both of them. Two great talents, and hopefully we come through with a victory.
I'm sorry. LeBron's the coolest, man.
That's pretty cool.
He played along. Good for him.
We always got to hear Scoops twice.
Champ, let me ask you about tonight. How do you and your hardball cages from Lakeland plan to put the lid on Luka Doncic and his razzmatazz hop skiddly do on the money-making end of the court?
I don't know if we can stop the razzmatazz skiddly do.
That's incredible.
It's almost like he was in on it.
Good for him.
It was very good.
But he's not. That makes it cooler.
He's the best. That was really, really well done. Oh, God.
Scoops Callahan is your go-to guy on ENN.
I love Scoops
Callahan.
He's
almost your correspondent.
He and Scoops, I would replace RJ Bell with Scoops tomorrow.
Really?
If we could get him to give us the hop skiddly-doo on the games every week, can you imagine?
No.
I don't know if you're aware, we talked about it for about 2.5-3 hours. Carlos Beltran would be the new New York Mets.
I never went with Beltran.
Definitely Beltran. About that. Beltran is definitely the proper pronunciation.
Okay. Well, you want Beltran.
I say Beltran. I don't know why. Because I know it's Carlos Beltran. That sound is not in Spanish. Beltran is not a sound in Spanish.
No, never has been.
It's Beltran.
Yeah.
Beltran. Carlos Beltran.
Good guy. And I did send out a text.
And?
I haven't heard back yet. He can't confirm.
Oh, he can't confirm.
He can't say, thank you, because the Mets haven't announced it. But I did text somebody very close to him, and he confirmed.
Yep. Here's Marley Rivera on the show earlier talking about Beltran and how well respected he is.
He's always been the player rep for the MLBPA. He, as you guys well know, he was very involved in helping getting the translators into the clubhouse, and just this kind of thing. He's just been such a great inspirational figure, like a leadership figure, a mentor for all these young players. And you mentioned it. I mean, all this great talent in there, really young talent. It doesn't have to be Latino talent, right? It isn't only about the Latinos. And we saw that with Tor Springer, the way he would speak about Carlos Beltran. The same thing happened with Alex Bregman, the way he would speak about Carlos Beltran and everything he did. So, you know, it certainly is a great quality to have a bilingual manager, but at the same time, just someone who has this level of experience and really knows what it takes to take a team, you know, deep into October and winning the World Series.
Don't forget, last two managers of the World Series winners were both Boricua, Puerto Rican managers. Maybe it's three straight. I meant to ask Marley about that because she's Puerto Rican too. I wonder if people are, if there's something going on here. This is exciting.
I'm sure they're very
proud. Wait, is that the first? Was, didn't you say there was one other one? Who's the other one that we, Michael, who was the other one when you did trivia yesterday? There are three ever.
Alex Cora.
Ozzie Guillen. Yes, of course. And now Davey Martinez. That'll do it for ENN. I have a this day in history, but we don't have time. So if you want to hear it when we get back, we can play that. Fuel by Sloman's. If you're looking for low-priced home heating oil, just call Sloman's today at 866.
Do it.
Oil deal.
All right, we'll take some phone calls as we lead you right into the Knicks pregame because the Knicks are playing the Celtics today in Boston. So the play-by-play
might
right
have
here
some hard
at 7:30. Really? How about you have any ice picks done?
I may.
All right, so stick around. This could get good or bad. Kay LaGreca, Rosenberg, and you on Yes at 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
That's right, man.
Don't miss Michael, Don, and Peter weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York. Or look for us under Listen on the ESPN app.